This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want on this Independence Day Eve edition of the show with you in the studio tonight in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
As I just returned back from the yearly, outreach project that we do here in Keene, and happens, I believe, in some other places around the state sometimes when people do it, is to outreach to folks about independence, more specifically New Hampshire independence, the idea of New Hampshire leaving the United States. Melanie, you helped me with this a couple of years in a row. Today, another gentleman who was in town was able to help because you don't live here anymore. You actually make the trip over here every Monday from Manchester. And so what we do is we go out to the baseball game that they have. They always have a baseball game, like a Independence Day Eve baseball game, and then they have fireworks after. So it's an unusually popular baseball game because people are probably going to see the fireworks more so than anything else. So we hand out a bunch of New Hampshire Independence flyers from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is a really great flyer because it's and if you want to see what it says, you can go to tools.freekeen.com. I put up some links there for people that want to download the flyer. But it's great because it talks about secession, but it doesn't use the term secession. I mean, to me, I'm not offended by the term secession, but a lot of people have sort of preconceived...
There's a lot of baggage to it.
Yeah, preconceived notions about that, and they believe that it's, it means that the federal government's going to kill everyone.
Or slavery and civil war and stuff.
And I can understand why people have those misconceptions about it. So it's a brilliant flyer because, it's short, it's easy to read. People are going to be sitting there waiting for the game. They got to have something to do. They're either going to be on their phones or maybe they're going to look at this flyer. And so a great way to get maybe some conversation started during the game amongst families and friends about independence, about the idea of secession coming around again. It is high time that people leave the United States, that the peoples of all the various different states start to think about this. And what better time, what better day than Independence Day or the day before, which is where we are right now, to talk to people about those things, to get people thinking about independence again. Because they've got, maybe they're thinking about independence. Of course, year after year complaint about this particular day is that people call it the 4th of July. Melanie, you were saying before the show that at work people were wishing you a happy 4th of July all day long.
Well, and they didn't all phrase it like that. They called it different things.
How many of them called it Independence Day?
Maybe like one, but most of them did say 4th of July, but...
Right.
It's still... I don't see why that's a problem. It's not my holiday, really.
Sure.
So
sure, you're not in favor of the federal government.
It is July 4th, whether you're a statist or not. It's still July 4th, just like it's still May 5th when May 5th comes around, whether you're Mexican or not. So,
right.
It's like saying it's the equivalent of somebody saying, have a good day tomorrow. I feel like it's kind of weird.
Well, they're celebrating something, right? The people on Independence Day.
The biggest grilling day in America.
Yeah, they've got the day off. They believe this is a holiday, and there's, the question is, what is it that they are celebrating?
Assuredly a holiday.
Yeah, what is it that they're celebrating, though? Do they even know, or are they just using this holiday as an excuse to grill and,
And that's the thing. They're going to have a party because they're off for work for the ones that are off for the people that are off work, but... We tend to get the people who are kind of more extreme statists because that's who comes looking for us.
You're
run-of-the-mill,
meaning,
the people
accountants.
In this room.
Oh, in this room.
But you're like run-of-the-mill statists, kind of general population people aren't really that hardcore about it. They're like what I almost want to call passively statist. They're not like, yes, let's go celebrate, let's go worship the United States on this day. They'll go grill because they're off.
They're not really status by default, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're not necessarily even celebrating, kind of in the way that most people, at least in the States, aren't really celebrating Christmas.
Well, they're signaling, right? So it's a social signal to celebrate in this way that says that, look, I like the things that you like. I'm a good person, too. And that's what one's attempting to say. When you know, they're not looking to have some deep philosophical conversation about, sort of the difference between liberty and independence.
Yeah.
Right? If you're able to rule yourself independently, then what you've done is exchanged a tyrant 3,000 miles away for a group of tyrants 500 miles away. And that what the revolutionary founding fathers, the people who were at the very least willing to pick up arms to fight a revolutionary war, were so angry at their government for taxes that pale in comparison to the taxes
Sure.
that we pay. And, the things that they felt that they were sort of robbed of are small potatoes compared to the way American citizens are treated today. And ultimately, it seems like U.S. citizens have squandered whatever opportunity for liberty was given to them 200-something years ago. And I think it was squandered before any of us who are alive now, were born.
Sure. And people do tend to have kind of conflicting internal opinions about the government, right? On one hand, they can acknowledge that politicians are the scum of the earth, but on the other hand, they seem to think that they can just keep electing different politicians over time, and that's even though they don't ever vote for different ones, it's always the incumbents that get the votes. But they talk about changing out the deck chairs on the Titanic as though somehow some new set of scumbags is going to make the government structure work. So they still have a belief in the idea of government. They still believe that it is necessary and that in theory it could be done right and it could be a good thing. But many of them will acknowledge that it hasn't been done right and it isn't being done right. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about it. Mark, I know you wanted to read the actual Declaration of Independence here.
Yeah, I think people should hear it. When's
which
the
we've
last
never
time you
done.
Read that thing?
We've never done that before
I've
here
never
on the radio.
Read it.
Let's go to Joe in Lakeside, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hey.
I think we're going to have a funeral tomorrow.
You're going to have a funeral?
States has died. Yeah, the United States, the way it was founded, has died.
When?
You know, they won't.
What's the date of death?
In the modern day sense, it was founded for lower taxes. We got the highest tax rate ever. It was founded on more control by the people. We got less control by what you were saying.
Yep.
The same scumbags keep staying in.
Yep.
And it's just sad that people are going to celebrate a country that is no longer the country it was once founded. The income tax is something that was thrown in 1913 or thereabouts.
Yep.
And, we just got away in Social Security. Also, it was put for older people. It was never meant for young people that have never worked to sit back and get a check. We have just really lost ourselves.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it just keeps compounding upon itself. The government just keeps on growing and people just keep on bending over even while grumbling about it. They don't like having to jump through the government's hoops. They don't like having to cut a check to the IRS. It hurts to do those things. It hurts to cut a check to the property taxes in the local town. But yet they still just keep telling themselves that they're being a good little citizen and that this is all out. The government's there for some reason. We need to have them.
Well,
whatever that reason is.
People would be killing each other in the streets.
Request?
Yes, Joe.
Can I make one request?
We do take requests here. Go ahead.
Some people say the government does weather control. If you could get warmer weather in New Hampshire, I'd move there. But I can't handle the snow.
We need to pass a bill. Let's pass
it. I don't think that the government is going to help us get more people to New Hampshire.
We have really great weather right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful today.
But you have cold winters.
It's your name.
Yeah, that's certainly the truth. Joe, how do you feel about California? I see you're calling from California tonight. How do you feel about California seceding from the United States? You behind that?
100%.
Excellent.
Come on, move out here. Now help us out. If I could stand the weather in New Hampshire, I'd be right there fireproof, but I can't handle that cold.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind on this New Year's. Why do I keep saying it's New Year's?
It's a holiday. It's a holiday.
Independent drink. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me. Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill. Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
They dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. So Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Bitcoin.com. You want to learn about the world's most successful and amazing cryptocurrency, the decentralized just powerhouse that's been taking the world by storm. Check out Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to learn the basics. It's also a great place to learn about what the latest news is with Bitcoin. Maybe you've been involved for a while and you want to catch up on what's happening. News.bitcoin.com has it. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com.
I think the biggest news is that Bitcoin fees are back in the realm of reasonable. So many people out there had...
I would say they're in the realm of not insane anymore.
Yeah.
It could still be better.
And you just sent a transaction yesterday for a penny.
Daryl did. I was not able to do that. I did it for about 8 cents, and then later on that night, the price had gone up a little bit more. So I don't, the big question is, how long is it going to stay the way it is, or is this this mempool, this pool of transactions that has been building up and just has been clogging the system for months, that is all of a sudden in the last 3 or 4 weeks gone down over, pretty evenly over the last 3 or 4 weeks. News.bitcoin.com. I don't know. I don't even know if they've covered that story yet. I haven't been to the site yet today.
I haven't seen a story on that, but I did see their story about how they are now getting 1 million unique page views per week.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on over there at bitcoin.com, so be sure to check that out. They've also got games. They've got a forum that allows you to interact with other Bitcoin users and fans. All of it is for free to you over at bitcoin.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. Hung like Jesus on the line here on the New Year's... I'm going to do it more. I'm going to do it more tonight, too. It's three times now. Independence Day Eve. Hello there, Hung Like Jesus.
Hey, Ian and everybody else, Mark and Stephanie.
Melanie, close, though.
Melanie. Oh,
there's an E at the end.
Me and my girlfriend and I were talking the other night, and this time of year always brings these thoughts up.
Okay.
Independence Day, I really don't understand what that even means, because when those things were going on and that war was fought and won, my people were in the state with the animals, we were property, so that really means nothing. As a matter of fact, I even look at it as a smack in the face.
Mm.
And also, we were talking. We do a lot of outdoor things. We like to hike and we do a lot of camping, and we go up and down. Mostly on the East Coast, but we've been out west. A couple of weeks ago, we was out west. Every aspect of our life, as far as that goes, we have to factor in racism. And people always wonder, well, why is the black folks always talking about racism and race and this and that? It's not that we talk about it all the time. It's that we're constantly reminded of it.
Hmm.
Life in America in 2017, our reality is not really much has changed for us.
Can you give me an example of when you're camping? What is it that has happened to you?
Well, I'm not saying every time we go there's an incident. I'm just saying racism has to be factored into our activities.
What is that like when you have to factor that into, taking the family camping or something?
I don't know if we have spelled it out, but I'll give you an example. If we're gonna save the trail that we're gonna be on, and it's an advanced trail. Maybe it's 10 miles one way and 10 miles back.
That's a pretty advanced trail. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good.
And this is just you and your girlfriend. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to make sure that we are protected, because on the trail there's not many folk out there that look like us, and we have to always be aware of that fact. And it's a drag, and it's always something that's hanging over your head, and it's really, it's just, and though you try not to think about it, you have to, because we ran into situations where people, we were out there, just us, and we're just surrounded by folk who, didn't look too friendly, and we had to be prepared to do whatever we had to do to get out of there. So we always have to factor those things in. Even when traveling to a trail, 9 times out of 10, you're going to take back roads, and those back roads, of course, not going to be a lot of people, and, like, we went to Tennessee about a month or so ago. I don't know. We got lost in some little town back there. And, though I had to get gas and, we wanted to stop and get something to eat, we didn't do those things. We waited until we got somewhere else to avoid any problems, because we know the problem is coming.
Do you feel like you're in a place where there's just some backwoods hicks that are going to start something? Is that the idea?
I mean, even, you know, that's, yeah, that's what I thought. Even if it's not the case, we have to be aware of these things. These things can happen.
When is the last time that it has happened to you?
Well, you know, we had a little incident. We were on the trail. This was last week, and we were here locally. And
in Georgia. You're in Georgia, by the way, for listeners.
Yeah. We were walking, and we came past this campsite where it was a guy, and I guess it was his son, and yeah, well, it was two boys. I guess they were his sons. They were kind of young. I'd say about 10 or 11, somewhere in here. And the boy, I don't think he thought that we could hear him. Well, he maybe didn't even care. But he said, he looked up at his father and said, whatever he said. I didn't know.
You playing Sonic in the background? You playing Sonic?
I didn't hear anything.
I thought I heard somebody collecting rings on Sonic.
No, I don't know what that is.
Let him tell the story. What did he say?
Sorry.
He said whatever name he said. I didn't know N-words hiked.
Hiked. Wow. Okay.
Well,
my goodness.
Like there is a real dearth of, as I understand it, NPR did a story that there's very few black people that use the national park system. It's a crappy way to put it. And there's no doubt about that. But I mean, sort of
unlikely the 10-year-old had been reading NPR.
Agreed.
Yeah. It fell out of his mouth like it was common. You know, it was just something.
Right.
Didn't see.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think you're actually that point is absolutely on par. Like apparently, this family doesn't have a problem with using that terminology. A word that my son has never heard is apparently common in their family.
You know, it's interesting. We had a gentleman on the show who was in charge of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Kendall, I believe was his name. And he's a black guy from Dallas or Houston, I forget which, but Texas, somewhere in Texas.
I heard him on the show.
Yeah, it was really, I thought it was a good interview, and I was surprised when he said that he has experienced less racism up in the Northeast, where, you know, here in New Hampshire, there's almost no black people, and that he is experiencing less of it here, or has experienced, you know, next to none here compared to when he was living down south.
That doesn't surprise me. He was in the south.
Okay, but, I mean, I've heard that this is supposed to be a racist place as far as, like, you know, people here haven't even seen black people.
That's unfamiliarity. That's not racism.
And that's what it turned out that it was. Like I said before, I talked to a guy who had lived and grown up here, was like the token black guy at the high school
and
that's what he said, was that it was just people, they didn't know how to handle it. It wasn't that they were bigoted or racist.
That's just not acceptable to me. Couldn't tell me that. I just don't believe that. I just couldn't accept that.
What, that there's less racism?
Well, that's what a black guy told me.
If I went to, I'd be happy to hold on to.
Yeah, let you hang on.
Like if I went to Africa to visit the orphanage that we're building there, and people wanted to touch my hair or feel my skin, I wouldn't feel like that was racism. I would feel like that was unfamiliarity, and it wouldn't bother me particularly. But I'd like to hear your reaction to that.
All right, there's more coming up here in a moment. It's 855-450 free like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the
kids. Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs a little help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 4 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 4 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We've got Skype, and you can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. We started out talking about Independence Day. It is Independence Day Eve as we're doing this show, and we're going to get back into that. Mark, you wanted to actually read the Declaration of Independence. If we get a chance, we'll dig into some of that. But first...
Healthcare is all messed up here in this country. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health.
And the government will make that happen.
Yeah, right. They'll fix that here shortly. But
that's sarcasm.
Yeah, that's it. They're not going to do that. And if you're worried about that particular instance, you can withdraw yourself from the insurance industry. There's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. Legally, it's called HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you're looking for that. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, a medical information card that you can give to EMS or first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical profession you want. The list of features that they have at HealthExcellenceSelect.com for as little as, I believe it's less than $600 a month for a family, and it goes down from there for couples and singles. So check them out, please. By the way, any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, if you pay for your own health insurance, You really need to go to healthexcellenceselect.com. Again, it's healthexcellenceselect.com. And if, you know, whatever period that you're allowed to get insurance is open or closed or whatever, it doesn't matter. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Let's go back to Hung Like Jesus. He is calling us from Georgia and telling us about kind of what it's like just going out on a hike as a black man, and I presume your girlfriend is also black?
Yes, she's black as well.
And you were on a hike recently where some kid, like 10 years old, said over, you know, in a loud tone to where you were able to hear it as you had passed by a campsite or wherever where they were set up. Something about the N-word. He couldn't believe that they walk to or that they hike.
Hike.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And so you feel like you have to sort of steel yourself when you go out to do these things in public, is what you're saying?
Well, I don't know what steel myself means. You know, you just have to be aware of these things. You know, we really can't afford just to be happy-go-lucky. You know, we can't afford to have our guards down when we're out on the trail, I'm talking.
Do you carry something to protect yourself with?
Oh yes, we're both licensed
concealed carry permit holders.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for your service. So, you know, I mean, in that instance, other than sort of you know, carrying that, can't you be happy-go-lucky and be a concealed carry permit holder? I know these people. I've heard of them.
Well, I guess you can. It's just not my nature.
I mean, you can. It's not. But if you're in a dangerous situation, it's a bad idea, because even if you're carrying, you don't want to be a completely, I'm just going to walk around oblivious because I got a Glock, so that makes it okay. Like, that's not really how that works.
You still have to have situational awareness.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Also, you know, it's just things you pick up. The way you carry yourself. If you carry yourself like a victim, then you'll be treated like one.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
True.
100%. I just don't myself that way. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get where you're coming from.
I don't walk around waving the gun around. I don't do
no,
that.
No, that's a bad idea.
I don't want any problems, and I just, you know, and I avoid them as best I can.
Right. I mean, I think to some extent, a lot of people are that way, whether, you know, whatever the skin color is when they're taking the family, you know, taking their family out or something like that to some campground. They might be concerned for theft or possible.
Okay, but you know. I would much rather be a white man in Georgia than a black man
in
Georgia.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment, and that to me is how I sort of define white privilege, and I'm willing to say that it exists. I mean, what situation would you prefer to be in, and ask folks to walk in someone else's shoes?
Right.
I think that the term gets abused. I think that it gets used for shaming and those kind of things. But I think that it's you know, there's value to it at the same time. So let me ask you this, Hung Like Jesus. Do you think that, like
I'll
this...
I'll tell you my real name, too, one day.
He said he'll tell you the real name.
My real name, too. What, I feel silly someday. Talking about a serious subject. Can you call me that?
It's fine.
That's his name on Skype, by the way. We didn't
I believe
make
I have his real name, by the way.
Yeah, you have it. I
have to look it up because I don't try to memorize. Yeah. I try to memorize your on-air name, just like, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to screw up and say the real name.
That would be the professional right. thing to do. I did that one time with a friend who called in and was trying to use a pseudonym, and I'm like, Matt Woody! Yelled his name. So anyway, do you think that this kind of, you know, this way that you've had to sort of prepare yourself for the world, that kind of thing, creates a barrier between you and people who could otherwise be friends and hiking buddies and those kind of things? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that?
Are you missing out?
Yeah, causes you to miss out?
Most definitely. But, you know, it's just the casualty of being an American, I guess. You know, definitely you miss out on things because you're so guarded all the time, and you have to be. I just come to that conclusion. I just have to be, and of course, I'd probably miss out on some good conversations or whatever. But it's just, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, you had said before we went over to break that it was giving the example of sort of the fish out of water scenario, or the unusual circumstances where, like, I was talking about this black gentleman that was here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there's almost no black people. And he was the token black guy in the high school, and I asked him.
Well, he's not token. He lives here.
What? Okay, I figured.
Well, it's not
token.
Like they brought him in.
I get
that
what
term is loaded.
Okay. Well, anyway,
what
you get
that,
what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
He was
I didn't
the
hear
one
Hung
guy.
Said.
He was the one black.
I understand.
Guy.
I didn't hear what Hung said. What?
And I said that even that term is loaded. It's just part of our lives here.
Right. So a token, by its definition, is somebody who's specifically brought in look, we got ourselves a black guy, right? And that's different than, somebody who moved to Keene, New Hampshire to go to, and happens to go to the high school. That's not the right terminology. He may have used that term, but it's not used.
I don't know if he used that term. Okay. I was using the term, but
anyway. Watch that term.
The point was, he was the only one in the entire school, and his assessment was that it wasn't the reactions that he got wasn't due to racism. That he felt that it was due to the unfamiliarity that Mark was talking about, sort of that these people had only, if they'd seen black people, it was only on television at some point, that they had never actually seen a black person in real life, and that somehow affected people, as it may have, it may have affected a tribe of black people in Africa when some white Christian guy showed up for the first time.
It would most definitely affect any civilization when some random white Christian guy showed up and started loading people in the boat. Yes, that
if only they knew how
someone.
It was going to affect them.
But listen, I have a friend of mine, a coworker of mine, who's from Sierra Leone, and I put him through the same example. I said, if I went to your village where you were. And, well, not necessarily, because I went to Freetown. That's the capital. And I didn't say anything. I kept my mouth closed, and we were together. I said, they wouldn't know if I, they would think I was just, another Sierra Leonean walking through the streets. He said, no, they would know that you weren't from here.
How?
And they would be, curious about where you were from, and they would question you. I don't know. He said, this is the way I carry myself, the way I dress. I don't know what it is.
I can tell.
Generally,
a West African, when I look at one, I don't know why. And I met a guy who was from Liberia like 3 or 4 days ago. So he greeted me as I was getting out of my car. I said, are you from West Africa? And he said, he sure is. And, we had a 20-minute conversation about his mining business and, these kind of things.
Where
he's showing
this?
Pictures. This is Mike's Auto.
Oh,
And, I had a really great time talking to him, got his email address, and we've been, kind of sending him stuff back and forth.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry for bringing the show down, but, you were talking about Philando Castile most of last week, and we were talking about it, my girlfriend and I as well, and, it was just to the point now where you can murder us on film, and, still.
It's horrible what happened with Philando Castile. Hung Like Jesus, thank you for the call tonight. Yeah. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
I like to approach the Philando Castile situation as a concealed carry permit holder, because that's what he was. He was a guy who went through the process, and concealed carry permit holders, like Hung Like Jesus, are less likely to commit a crime than a police officer, according to a new article that's out.
There's more coming up. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Wednesday Eve edition of the show. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have the new Free Talk Live forum that a few people have been registered for, and you can try it out for yourself over at forum.freetalklive.com. Listeners interacting with one another and some of the hosts on the Free Talk Live forum, which is part of the larger Shire forums.
I just posted there today.
Excellent. So, once again, forum.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. We were talking about independence there earlier in the show tonight, it being Independence Day Eve right now.
Good job, Ian.
Huh?
You got it right.
Yes, thank you. I got it right at the beginning portion of the segment as well.
Segment?
Yes,
this segment didn't just begin?
Before you congratulated me, I'd already gotten it right once.
Right.
But thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So anyway, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can. We got the terrible news about the child in Great Britain that is going to have its life support pulled thanks to a court's decision. We'll tell you about that coming
up. They don't have guns in Great Britain.
What would you do with a gun in Great Britain to get your child? Like, presuming you're in the space, the situation the mother is of this child. Ian, briefly, the child is...
All right, we can get into it then.
Deathly ill, likely to die.
Yep.
They want to take him to the United States where he will be treated and likely live, not a whole long time, but longer. And
and they'd raised money to do that.
They've raised the money.
$1.5 million, I think.
Essentially, the UK government, presumably because they don't want their NHS or whatever it is to look bad, but, you know, for whatever reason, the UK government will not...
Because they look great right now.
Right. Will not let the family take their child to the United States and pay for the flight, the treatment, and everything because they, you know, I don't know, own the kid or something.
It's crazy.
In that situation, presuming you're the mother, Melanie, and you have a handgun, what are you going to do?
I mean, I'm not saying she has a great shot, but right now her odds are 0 out of 0.
Agreed. I think that her
so
odds
if
are...
So if you have a bad shot and you're going to die if you don't take it, you take the bad shot. And if you miss, you lose. But if you don't take it, you die.
I think they're better off. Like, she's better off faking a seizure in the hallway as her husband runs down, runs away with the child.
As opposed to pointing a gun at somebody.
I'm also kind of presuming that, like, the cops are not going to die. I mean, not the cops. The cops are, but the doctors are not going to die over this, right? Like, the doctors are like, Oh, look, I have a gun.
Yeah. That one should take the kid. But at some point or another, the police are going
catch
to catch you. Like, the thing is you're not going to be able to get on a commercial airliner no matter what you do, whether you surreptitiously kidnap your kid from the government. I'm not exactly sure how to talk about this. There's no solution here.
Is there another way off that island? Is there, like, a bridge?
There's the tunnel.
There's the tunnel.
Yeah, okay.
You could certainly drive across it, but you have to go through a customs situation. Here's what I say. You have to find a friend with a yacht, and you're going to have to take that yacht across the ocean to the United States, hoping your child survives the, let's call it, 2-week passage? Ten-day passage?
Like a long time.
10-day passage? It's not good. It basically, the best thing that we can do as the press is point out over and over again that the United Kingdom decided to kill this child for its honor of its national health care system.
WashingtonPost.com reporting that British courts decided that Charlie, that's the little boy's name, he's 10 months old, should be allowed to die after a heartbreaking legal battle in which doctors asserted the child had no chance of survival. And
well,
Charlie's parents.
Do any of us have a chance of survival? Like, that's the thing.
Well, it depends on for how long.
It's true that Charlie is going to die, and he's probably going to die in the next 10 years or so.
Mm.
But the parents have raised the money to be able to extend his life to some extent, and I believe that that's all any of us are doing here is trying to preserve our life a bit longer. I think that they should have the freedom to do that, and it's ridiculous to think otherwise. Go ahead.
The case was taken all the way to the European court, and by the way, these doctors say the child has no chance of survival. The parents argued that there was an experimental treatment in the U.S. that they had not yet tried, and they wanted to. The case was then taken all the way to the European Court of Human Rights, which declined to hear the case on Tuesday, which was last week, upholding previous court rulings in that it was Charlie's best interest, they say, to withdraw his life support. So I'm not sure how exactly it's in his best interest to kill him. That's an interesting claim.
Well, I guess the claim would be that he does not suffer any longer. Now, I have
for when they pull the life support and he suffers.
I've heard from a friend in the UK who has some disabilities, and she's against the idea of euthanasia, generally, like completely. And the reason is that her concern is that, that the government will decide who lives and who dies as soon as you give them the power.
But they already have that power.
Well, apparently they do.
Yeah.
Right? Like, but in Great Britain, they're going to have the death penalty.
Euthanasia is a little bit beyond pulling life supports.
Sure, euthanasia is killing somebody, right?
Right, so they already have the power to pull life support. They don't yet, as far as I know, have the power to actively kill you. Except for this kid.
This is, this isn't exactly pulling life support. This is denying a treatment.
Well, they're actually talking about talking about pulling that as well here. A British couple has been given a little bit more time with their terminally ill son after the emotional court battle and the uproar over when and where Charlie Gard would be disconnected from the machines that are helping keep him alive. So they are going to, at some point here, pull the plug, but they have decided to, they were planning on doing it on Friday, but they've decided to postpone it, not sure exactly for how long. That's the end of the line as far as the court appeals are concerned. They went to the Human Rights Tribunal or whatever, and they said, nope, we're just going to back the UK government on their decision to allow this child to die and do nothing to help. And, of course, people think that the government...
They're not allowing him to die. They're killing him.
Sure.
Because there's a difference between not providing health care, although I do think that gets different once you monopolize it, and denying someone health care that they already purchased.
Well, that's the thing. You paid taxes, but that's not exactly buying health care.
Well, no, I'm talking about they went and raised the money and
Well, I don't know.
They're holding him prisoner. It just happens to be in a hospital.
The parents said the hospital would not give them time to let family members say goodbye. Charlie's parents appeared on video Thursday sobbing and saying their son would be removed from life support and take his last breaths at the hospital. His mother said, quote, or one of them, excuse me, Chris Gard, actually, his father said, quote, he'd fight to the very end, but we're not allowed to fight for him anymore. We can't even take our own son home to die. It's a pretty sad thing.
Yeah.
He's literally a prisoner, a little captive in this government-run hospital. On Friday, Yates told the Daily Mail, that's Connie Yates, the mother, that the hospital had agreed to the parents' request to give them a little bit more time. Quote, we've been in talks today with Great Ormond Street, and they have agreed to give us a little bit more time with Charlie. We're really grateful for all the support from the public at this extremely difficult time. We're making precious memories that we can treasure forever with very heavy hearts. Please respect our privacy while we prepare to say the final goodbye to our son, Charlie. I mean, imagine how hard that's got to be to not only be dealing with the fact that your son is going to be basically put to death by the government at, you know, 10 months old, but also to have all of this media attention, all of the whatever social media that is just raining down upon them. You know how the social media posts can be, the YouTube commenters, and, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of support, but there are probably a bunch of government sycophants out there who are...
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, you know, just saying, oh, yeah, I mean, I don't know what sort of horrible things are you could possibly say to these people, but I'm sure the YouTube commenters can think up some horrible things to say to this family. So, you know, it's got to be tough to deal with that in that circumstance. The option, they said, or one option the couple said, was to let Charlie die at home. Charlie's parents said...
It does seem like a reasonable option to me.
Said, so, quote, we chose to take Charlie home to die, and we have said this for months, that this is what we want. That's our last wish if it went this way, the way it's gone. And we've promised our little boy every single day that we will take him home because that's the promise we thought we could keep. Charlie's father in the video said they wanted to take their son home, give him a bath, cuddle with him on the couch, and let him rest in a crib that he has never slept in.
Yeah.
Gard said, quote, we're now being denied that. So they asked, and the hospital said no. The hospital personnel told them they could not arrange transport for Charlie, and when the parents offered to pay for it, the parents said the hospital personnel told them that was not an option. When asked about those claims, spokesbureaucrat for the Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children, NHS Foundation Trust, said in a statement, quote, as with all of our patients, we are not able to and nor will we discuss the specifics of details of care. This is a very distressing situation for Charlie's parents and all of the staff involved, and our focus remains with them. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on this tragedy. Hour number two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.